IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Rouhani and Sayyid Zain. Sayyid Zain, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the significance of mental health and how does the religion of Islam and Islamic teachings help us to achieve mental health more in our Islamic lifestyle. Sheikh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. So all in all, when we take a look Islamically at life, I mean, this type of tawhidi or muwahhid type of look, which is very much away from self-centric world or self-centrism in the modern world, automatically brings a kind of calmness and tranquility into right. your lifestyle, because all in all you're looking after is the satisfaction of not yourself or the people around, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. Isn't it, Sayyid?
Yes. So definitely the tawhidi way of looking at the world, it brings this tranquility, mm-hmm. which the modern way doesn't have. Because okay. in the modern way of looking at the world, it's you versus the world, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to gain as much as you can for your own benefit. And the modern man is making more and more tools to be able to conquer nature, to take more resources from it, to benefit, to have more pleasure in it. So this idea of me against the world is there in, yes. in the modern way of looking at okay. at things. Whereas in the Islamic way of looking at things, it's not like that. It's me in the world that is controlled by higher power, mm-hmm. right? I'm a part of it. I am not against it. Mm-hmm. I'm not, there is a higher power who is there, who is, you know, taking care of things, right? So when someone believes in this and accepts this and accepts that there is a unity in the universe,
yes,
right, and there's a system that is there, and you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there, and does dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has, you know, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this automatically brings, you know, calmness that I'm worried about, you know, what is going to happen, you know, how will this thing turn out, mm-hmm. right? And if you don't believe in a higher power, okay, then, you know, that worry stays there.
Yes.
Then you try to do your best, and, you know, even then, sometimes things don't go well. So there's a stress, there's anxiety. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you believe in a higher power, you look at it this way. You say that, I'm going to try my best.
Yes.
Right. But at the end of the day, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants will happen. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I trust in Him.
Yes. Right?
And that brings calmness and tranquility.
That's right. So does mere, for example, salat and psalm and recitation of the Holy Quran brings about mental health? I mean, mere reading or, for example, recitation of du'as and supplications, does it bring mental health or well-being?
For sure. I mean, there's one way of looking at it, which, you know, some people look at it this way, and these kind of benefits are there too, mm-hmm. right? For example, regarding fasting, so the month of Ramadan, we are told and we see the benefits to our physical bodies as well,
yes.
right? And similarly, praying when you're, you know, standing and you're concentrating on, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you're saying, that naturally brings, you know, detaches you from all these disturbances, all this multiplicity, and brings you, you concentrate on one thing, brings more peace and calm. Okay. Same thing with, you know, listening to the Quran, reciting the Quran in a nice voice,
okay.
brings this peacefulness and calmness. But this is, I believe, like a lower level of mental health,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
Whereas, you know, the benefits of these ibadat, these, you know, worships, okay. reciting the Quran and du'as,
yes.
And the benefits to mental health at a spiritual level are even higher.
Mm-hmm.
Where a person, because they're connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
they rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know, they realize that nothing can happen without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's say, without His power, outside of His power, then even when things are going very wrong, right, when the stressful events happen
okay.
in their life, they're able to go through it a lot easier because they have this backing, right? Mm-hmm. One of my teachers, he would say that, you know, a believer who has worked upon himself and purified himself is like an ocean compared to a a person who's not like that. Mm-hmm. And he's like a pond.
Yes.
That if you throw a small pebble in a pond, it makes waves, mm-hmm. right? But you throw a boulder in the ocean, it makes no difference to the ocean.
Okay.
So a believer, because of purifying himself, he has, you know, made his, you know, existence basically yes. higher and greater mm-hmm. so that he can deal with a lot of problems a lot okay. easier and therefore have healthier,
yes.
you know, better mental health mm-hmm. as well.
That's all right. Again, Shaykh, you know, we have this concept of psychotherapy nowadays in the Western world, you know, one-to-one counseling, you know, sitting down with a counselor or we can say a therapist or therapy, which are providing a safe, confidential and a structured, you know, a space to talk through all the problems that you have and identify issues a person might have in his life. Do you think that, for example, establishing offices with the presence of the experts who use Quran, Ahadith, or something like that can help the people? Because, you know, all in all, it is an expertise. It is a profession, isn't it? For example, I cannot go to my parents who does not have any knowledge about therapy or something like that and ask them about a special solution to my mental illness, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But the problem is that in non-Islamic societies, sometimes you have these therapists or...
I'm talking about the Islamic side now.
Muslims might refer to these therapists who are non-Muslims, you know.
Okay, okay.
Their pieces of advice is sometimes uh-huh. dangerous.
Okay.
Harmful.
Mm-hmm.
It never helps Muslims, you know,
okay.
because I have had myself some cases that some people, yeah, called me that saying that we refer to some of these doctors, we can say, yeah.
Okay, therapists.
Specialists, yeah, therapists.
Yes, yes.
For example, they, in their own family life, their spouses, they have problems with each other. They said that this therapist told us that for a while, for both of you, try to have, for example, connection with, I mean, what we can say, can I mention it here
a
or not?
Stranger,
with strangers,
sex.
Yeah. Be in contact
right.
with strangers for
yeah,
a while,
yeah.
then
okay,
the problems
okay.
will be solved. You look, uh-huh. this kind of solutions that sometimes they provide us, particularly Muslims.
Are non-Islamic, I know.
Yeah, it can never help
uh-huh.
Muslims, okay? This is the point that
but
I wanted to
But do you believe
make.
We have such terms like Islamic psychology or Muslim psychologists or something like that?
Psychology is a modern science, you know?
Okay.
It's a modern field of study.
Uh-huh.
By this kind of, what we can say, characteristics that now we have a kind of modern field of study, which is called psychology, we may not find such a thing in Islam because they define human being, they define the existence or body or mentality or brain, all these different part of our existence in their own way, based on their mm-hmm. own, let's say, knowledge
okay.
on their own fundamental kind of principles. Epistemologically, philosophically, I mean. So that's why we have lots of problems with those bases, you know, with those basics.
Yes.
That is why I think, of course, if it comes to the Islamic kind of solutions to these sort of problems, we have many ayat, many riwayat, many ahadith, many great, great, let's say, scholars, ulama, who have had lots of nice experiences solving these sort of problems. I think one can gather all these things.
Mm-hmm.
One can refer to these kind of scholars and ulama. That, okay,
yes.
how can I, for example, solve this sort of problem? There are adhkar. There
yes.
are adaya.
Okay.
There are fasting. There are special kind of prayers, salat.
Recommended actions.
Yeah,
yes.
lots of recommendations
okay.
are there. Lots of recommended things there that can help you a lot. Because Islamically
mm-hmm.
talking, you know, sometimes... The word, the term Allah,
mm-hmm.
if you repeatedly pronounce
Allah,
and
yes.
utter this word during the day, then you feel that it has its own impact on you.
Mm-hmm.
But how can we explain it to the modern therapist?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
may say that it's nonsense. But we can experience
okay.
just one day, or for example, for 40 days in early morning, recite Ziyara Ashura.
Mm-hmm.
And see what will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to experience, you know.
Okay, okay.
These sort of things, or for example, some of adhkar, beautiful adhkar are there, that you can just repeatedly always try to utter, try to repeatedly say this adhkar. Then see how much comfortability, or let's say comfort, or kind of tranquility, peace will come to you, you know?
And this is what the modern human being is really after.
Yeah, we lack,
peace, you know?
We lack these kind of things in modern life,
Yes, unfortunately, as we said, in this hectic, fast-speed world, you know, with all these noises around, you know, the people are after, they go to the therapist, talking, you know, one-to-one talking to a person who in most of the ideas, he or she himself or herself is full of problems, you know. You have to bring your problems to a person who can answer you, who better than Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. There is a place for, you know, people as well.
Yes.
Right? Because we do need advice from people.
From now, people, yes.
As the Sheikh also mentioned, that they cannot be people who are coming from a background that is opposed to the Islamic way of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
Because then their advice will be incomplete advice.
Yes.
Yes, they might say some things that are useful.
And sometimes destructive.
Especially to our souls.
Yes.
And to our, you know,
bodies
and relationships as well. So they might say, you know, some things sometimes that are useful, and we can take those things, but then bring them within our own framework and our own way of looking at the world, at the Islamic way of looking at the world. So, but there is a place of, you know, scholars especially, right, that sometimes, you know, problems come up for us that we do need advice as well from people. And who should we go to? We should go to scholars, people who are well-versed in Islam, who know the teachings of Islam, and who can provide, you know, based on our specific difficulties, the advice that we need, inshallah.
Yes.
So yes, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do ask him for help, but the intermediaries, they're also important that we do.
But we got another problem, you know, inside also the religion of Islam, there are so many schools of thoughts. All of them has their own prescriptions, unfortunately, for the people. I mean,
what we recommend is the school of Ahlul Bayt.
Okay, very good. Yes, this is the one.
That's it, yeah.
For example, recently I saw footage of these Muslims who try to, and really people make fun of them, you know, just through circular dancing or something like that, with the hitting their feet, or you know, there are some of these fake mystical movements and approaches.
Strange
inside.
Kind of meditation sometimes.
Meditations, yes. So they try to bring a kind of tranquility to themselves and says, this wajd and surur that we are making brings a kind of peace. I mean, this pleasure, this joy, you know, brings a kind of peace to us. These are, again, the fake ones, I think. They're not the true type of joy inside, Sayyid Zain, Shaykh Rouhani. That's all right. Okay, thank you very much for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of mental health and how Islam can help us to achieve better mental health in our Islamic lifestyle. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information on this program and other programs, visit our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all and fi amanallah.
شفعة أنا لها أنا